So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Ein koirin v'loi choyltin v'ein mavrin ela kroivav shal meis. Only the immediate relatives tear their garments, expose their shoulders, and partake in the mourner's meal. The seven immediate relatives of the meis are the father and mother, son and daughter, brother and sister, and the spouse. The Mishnah concludes, v'ein mavrin ela almita zekufa. When serving the mourner's meal, those who came to console them sit on upright seats, unlike the mourner whose seat is overturned. The Gemara cites several circumstances when others besides for the relatives tear their garments. 1. Chacham Shemes HaKoyel Kekroivav. When a great Talmud Chacham is Nifter, everyone acts like his relatives. Therefore, HaKoyel Koyin Alav, HaKoyel Chotzin Alav, HaKoyel Mavin Alav, Beruchava. All tear their garments, expose their shoulders, and publicly partake of a mourner's meal. 2. Adam Kosher Chiyuvei Mechayiv Mikra. Everyone is obligated to tear their garment for the death of a righteous person. A brisa states, "Banav ubnaisav shel adam meisim kshen katanim mipnei sheloi bacha ve'sabel adam kosher." One's children could die young chas v'shalom if he does not mourn a righteous person properly. Additionally, kol haboiche umesabel al adam kosher moichel mo'akol ubnaisav. If one mourns a righteous person properly, all his sins are forgiven. 3. Ha'omer al meis b'shas yitzias neshama chayev l'kroya. Anyone present at the time that a yid is nifter must tear his garment, because l'mad zed doime. The Sefer Torah Shenisraf. The passing of a neshama is like the burning of a Sefer Torah when everyone is obligated to tear their garments. The Gemara returns to give several rulings regarding Kriya for a Chacham. 1. Legam Rinan Mine. One tears even if he did not personally learn Torah from him. 2. Kolz Man Sha'oiskin Behespin Chayovin Lekroya. Even if one did not tear when they heard of the death, they tear as long as the Hespedim are still going on. And kvodei behespedei, we tear specifically during the hesped itself. 3. Laisuve sefer Torah apuria. It was a custom to place the sefer Torah on the bier of a chacham, thus expressing that he fulfilled everything in the Torah. However, Rav Huna ruled, also leishav al gabe mita she sefer Torah munach aleho. It's forbidden to sit on a bed where a sefer Torah is laying on, and the Gemara infers from this halacha that it's not proper to place the sefer Torah on the bier. 4. Kvodei derech pesach. It's proper to bring the bier of a chacham through a doorway, not through an opening in a roof. 5. Kvaydai b'mita rishayna. It's proper to carry him on the original bier, not to change to another. 6. Kivin shechziru pneya ma'achari hamita shaylodin. As soon as they finish escorting the bier, they may mend the tear. 7. Afilu rabbi shalimdai chachma ena yoshev alav elo yom echad bilvad. Even for one's rabbi, one only observes the laws of mourning for one day. The Gemara cites an apparent contradiction between two braises. One braisa rules, Arino Oivim Makam Makim, when a coffin passes by on the way to burial, Oimdun Alav Beshura, for Oimim Alav Birchas Avelim and Tanchume Avelim. We repeat all the customs of consolation that are observed at the funeral. However, another braisa rules, Arino Oivim Makam Makim, Ein Oimdun Alav Beshura, Vein Oimim Alav Birchas Avelim and Tanchume Avelim. We do not repeat all the customs of consolation. The Gemara resolves the contradiction as follows. Kan sheshilda kayemes, kan b'she'en shilda kayemes. When it's a recent death and the body is intact, we console the mourners like at a funeral. But when time has passed and the body is not intact, we do not. The Gemara cites many examples of espedim set on chachamim. Among them, one, kosha ayoyim liYisrael ki yoyim bo ha'shemesh b'tzorayim. This is as difficult a day for Klal Yisrael as the day when the sun set in the afternoon, referring to the death of the righteous Yeshua HaMelech. Two, woe is to us that we have lost our precious one. The Gemara records ki nach nafshei many wondrous changes in the natural world upon the death of many tzaddikim.